to the Morning Crossfire on your number one news, talk and sports station, Nigeria Info.
Many thanks for keeping up with us. 7:17 a.m. I sound different right now. Coffee, my bloodstream. Okay. 7:17 a.m. Nigerian time. It is, I guess, by the way, if you don't even know, it is the 17th day of March 2022, just about now, this very morning as well. Some of the stories we've been reviewing for you include the story around Buni. It gets to take charge of the APC National Convention. At least that's the message. Allow Buni complete his task at National Convention. That's the advice being put forward by President Muhammadu Buhari. We have some few other stories we'd like to update you on.
Woman bit 12-year-old girl with hot water in Cross River State. Not a very beautiful sight with the pictures that I can see from here. And of course, I know FEMID also doesn't support this level of violence being melted on this 12-year-old girl.
Never, never. Oshibajo's presidency, greatest legacy Buhari can bequeath to Nigerians, says Ajulu. That's one story you want to also read about.
Of course, how proposed NIDA Bill 2021 is uncertain ICT sector. If you've been following all the back and forth with NIMC and NITDA and them also, what do they call them? Something backbone, Galaxy backbone.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, you want to also, this should be of great interest to you.
Marketers in talks with domestic airlines over aviation fuel price hike, says Moman. That's a story as well that you want to follow through on.
Of course, gunmen kidnapped 30-year-old lady in Delta State. Not a good one at all.
All right, well, let's listen to you. The numbers remain 0700-951-0000. That's the telephone number. Again, that's 0700-951-0000. As you call in, remember to follow through with that editorial guide. Let's take your calls as we go on the show before the next break point. Thank you for joining
Hello.
In.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Yes, sir.
Oh, wow. Wonderful to hear your voice this morning. That's okay.
You're welcome.
This is the coming Austin Oyemeji from Cuba this morning.
Let's talk, Austin.
Thank you. Let me congratulate my new brand governor. Please, I wish him well. And I want him to please not disappoint us. If you don't disappoint us, we will raise him so high. Remain like that. Then talking about what is happening in Niger State. Yes, just like others have said, but the governor of Niger State and that of Yobe, they are now after APC success. Not after their people. They are crying every single day. You see, when I hear some people talk about Benue State, he is not doing anything. But he's always crying to save the life of I say congratulations to people of Benue State. Have you been to have the likes of governor of Niger and that of Yobe? No. It's all right. Finally, this Yoruba nation sue how many states to stop election there? Wow. I don't understand. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Thank you, dear friend, for your call. Okay, good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Morning, family.
How are you today?
Alatizu.
Good to have you.
Good morning.
Thank you. My name is Mike Owen Blues.
Right, welcome. Let's talk.
Yes. On the, how do I call it, disagreement at the 5G Galaxy Backbone, NIDA, and all of that. See, family and Alatizu and all listeners, it's not about the name or the office or whatever. Come on, say, look, we try to identify people who didn't use our telecom system. Since 2019, where some of us suggest this thing, that still dragging or is it and this thing I'm talking about is around them, just within us. It's not something, it's not a rocket science. But they're claiming or fighting or who should take the glory. For some of us, we don't even need any glory. Let's get this thing done. And then, about, I didn't think the listener and say, okay, let us do this since 2019 when I recommended it officially to us. It's our happened, but me, I don't know. Me, I'm in a nice school. I don't think Galaxy Park would have been anything. But I know what I'm talking about. Until it is done. You see, when they jump at linking me and think that, they think it's just something they will do. And they are repeating the same thing they did when it was time to remove or register SIM card from the network.
Let's leave it there with you, dear friend. Okay, so that we can accommodate at least one more call before the break. That call will be this one. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good to have you on the show this morning. Welcome.
My name is Felix Fortune. I'm calling from my phone.
Welcome, Felix.
On insecurity, family, I want to ask you a question. You mean that because the way we are hearing, when there is a breakthrough from the military, nobody will say anything about it. When we begin killing, now that one, because we deeply need how we will bring PDP back. I think during PDP time, there was no insecurity, was out security that time. And yet, the very money that was made to buy hand that time and put on them, shield to buy the elders, expecting the new government to come and peace go by hand. What I want to ask is that, so if, because as far as I'm concerned, as far as we have read Bible from Genesis to Malachi in Old Testament, from Matthew to Revelation, is only God Almighty know when, next second, next minute, next hour.
Okay.
You don't demand, I'm more than you see, no spirit, no angel, no when. But some people are talking like this, did it become? It was not next year, so that they will send through there. All these things and sentiments is just those that have want to bring PDP back. And they thought this is the way to bring PDP back.
All right.
They cannot be no PDP.
Thank you. Different. Felix.
Like what I normally tell God.
Felix, let's leave it at that so we can go to the break.
Okay, PDP, not go turn back for me.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, thank you so much, Felix. Interesting point of view you do raise. Virtue from Aso Drive, we're going on the break shortly now, but you did write in and say, I thought they claimed that Shibajo was in charge while Buhari is away abroad. Why are they still trooping to London to meet Buhari with vows and concerning decision taken? Too much deceit and falsehood, you go on to say. Emmanuel from Lugbe says, on the electricity tariff increase, I plead with AEDC to supply power to FHA Lugbe. We're in serious pains counting our losses. Anything that resembles APC should never see or meet Nigeria again. Oh. As for crisis rocking APC, I believe it's nemesis that is at work. They brought us suffering unprecedented hardship to Nigerians and nature as a way of punishing corporates. Anything like APC should not visit Nigeria again. This, I pray, Emmanuel from Lugbe did write that in. Okay, we have 30 seconds, but... let's see, any other message we can squeeze in before that time? 20 seconds. Good morning, FMD. So Ludo takes over today as an Anambra governor. I pray for his success and God's guidance. He's the first technocrat to rule my state. St. Jude from Gogola that did write that in. Yes, the final speech by Governor Obiano will be done in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll make an attempt to speak to our correspondent on ground then. But for now, a visit, go on a break. All right, welcome back to the show this very morning, 7:34 a.m. Morning Crossfire is on. And yes, the special host you're waiting for is in. Ella Fizi is with us this very morning. He's going to be with us for the next few days while I slowly move towards leave. Yeah, it's with such gladness. I announce this my gladness like it has been a very scarce gladness. But your gladness, I get to go and leave. Ella Fizi will be taking up on Morning Crossfire while I'm away. But I have some few days to go for you to manage me like that to the time I'm away from here. But let's check in a little bit now with some of those newsmakers. The Minister of Power yesterday made an attempt to explain to Nigerians the situation around the national grid and also subsidy around electricity and finally the electricity tariff hike. We'll make an attempt to play part of this for you. It was an extensive conversation, but let's just play a portion of what was said yesterday for you.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Thank you. Good afternoon, or good morning, sorry. Perhaps before I make my presentation, I should preface by, first of all, recognizing the already laid down protocols. I would like to recognize my colleague, the Minister of State for Power, Prince Jedi Godi Abba, my permanent secretary, my colleagues in the sector, and gentlemen of the press, and ladies. And I would also want to take maybe some few minutes before my allocated 20 to 30 minutes to remind us that as we are standing here on the stage, so is our position now on the stage of the nation in this country. Just as it's life, it's a stage. You come to the stage, do your own part, and you leave. So is our position, myself and my colleagues, in the stage of the NESI, Nigerian Electricity Supply Industry. We are on the stage now, doing our own part. Because the sector predates all of us. So also want to remind us that the situation we are battling with in the sector is not something that starts during the time we are on the stage. Some participants have been on the stage before, several years past. It's now our turn. They have done their own bits. And when we came in, we saw what they have done. And we are doing our own bits now to add value to whatever they have done. They might have done less. And from my own view, as a country, we have done very well in giving attention to not only the power infrastructure in this country, but to all our infrastructures. And that has led to the situation of dilapidation that we are facing now. And the sector, since our coming, the coming of the present government of President Muhammadu Buhari since 2015, has turned its attention to our infrastructure. And the attention this government is giving, my own view, is unprecedented. The sector has, the infrastructure sectors have never received the attention that this government is giving to it. So, if we narrow to the power sector, it's also equally receiving the attention. But the enormity of the decay is what we are battling with in the sector to ensure that we succumb all the challenges that is associated with electricity delivery in this country. So
this is Morning Crossfire.
So that forms the basis of how we, just gradually, that's the Minister of Power now, gradually made an attempt to explain the situation where we find ourselves in terms of electricity. It was time to answer questions from journalists now. as regards where we are, the stage. He describes it at the stage. Take a listen to his responses as the questions started to come in.
This is Morning Crossfire.
The J room, the J, please, if I don't call the name well. The jurume, of this day, erratic.
Yeah, I think I have addressed that in the speech. Aside from the low capacity of the hydro, water in the dams, and the challenges we are having in the repairs currently undergone in some of the generators. So this causes all these power outages. I have addressed that in the speech. Dr. Emmanuel, when you are asking, I want you to feel free. Don't, because the way you are asking me, I was even afraid. So, we are supposed to have a parley, you know. So, yeah, now you are putting a nice face that will give me comfort to answer you well. Yeah. Yes. Okay, please, yeah. So, the 8,000 megawatts, you know what is captive? Captive are generation done by a certain industry for their own use, but they have to have the enabling environment, the license to do that by NARC before they erect a power plant in their own domain to power their own investment. This is captive. Now, if there is no this license, they cannot do so. And whatever they do in that industry affects all of us. So we consider it to be part of generation since it's within the country. And it is the policy of government that provided that enabling environment for them to be able to do this captive generation. So we have measured that. Go to Mabushi now, Ministry of Works and Housing. They have their own independent electricity of 1 megawatt, 1.5 megawatt, which they power the four buildings. They have to have license from NARC to do so. Is also captive until they join the grid. And they may decide to, I'm just giving you a typical example, they may decide to join the grid through their DISCO in that franchise area, and it is now becoming embedded. So we have measured all this capacity about the landscape of the country through the consultant, KPMG. So apart from the operational capacity of which we are trying so hard to improve by rehabilitating the grid through all these interventions that I have spoken about, we have measured all these ones. Anything above 1 megawatt, measured in this country.
This is Morning Crossfire.
So he makes an attempt to explain how the grid system works. But then the question is, for those who are able to generate the electricity or invested in generating the electricity, must they join the grid that seems to be going up from time to time? Okay, let's just feel free and go through the final batch of his responses to more questions as they were asked. The second batch of questions also brought in more intense moments. Here's a little bit of what he said as he went on describing the situation.
This is Morning Crossfire.
What is the position? Yes, Zoom
Ngero is over 90% completion. We'll have commissioned this project December, January, if not for the challenges we are facing there. Before that, we have security challenges. We had COVID-19 over 1 year, and that dragged the timetable back. So recently, on the 4th of January, the insurgents attacked the site, killed some Nigerians, wounded one Chinese, and abducted two Chinese. Up to this moment, their release has not been secured. So this is the major issue that is facing the delivery of that project. But we are working with them. We have gotten more support. We have procured a vehicle recently for them to improve on the security so that they go back to site.
This is Morning Crossfire.
If I follow through carefully, it looks like everything is almost resolved, done, almost is what almost looks like is the best way to describe the almost situation.
I mean, Dr. Femidi, what you hear in that statement from my own point of view is what you would want to call a damage control system. More like, you know what, let's see how we can fix this. It's easier said. What Nigerians are looking forward is the action that comes with it. And when it comes to electricity, aside petrol, PMS in Nigeria, the next thing that holds forth to economy is electricity. So, I mean, you can't say all of these things. And when a Nigerian turns on the switch, there is still no light.
It just doesn't add up. It doesn't come together at the end of the day. When you listen to these speeches, well-reasoned-down speeches, and the way you certainly feel, it looks like thinking people are working on it, but it does elude one why those thinking processes are not active processes in our lives. Let's read some of the messages you've sent in, and also don't miss out on it. Tinubu speaking to APC senators, Tinubu speaking to APC honorables, Atiku as well, speaking to some of the top politicians in the PDP, and there are many more theatrics that we can share with you in the 8 o'clock hour as they make the news. But here are some of your messages that you've written in. Good morning, Femidi and Elefizi. Masru Ade from Kwali. And bandits killing DPO and four others in Niger State is quite unfortunate with the killing. If the life of our security personnel is not secure, then what will the faith of the ordinary Nigerian be? Mr. Brendan should do the needful in securing the lives and property of Nigerians. And on the reps, canvassing automatic employment to the first-class graduates, it's a welcome development in promoting good grades in schools, although education is tantamount to any nation. So Nigerian government should prioritize education. Nigeria shall be great again. The question is, with so much strike, would you still even remember some of the things you had thought enough to be a first-class graduate? Forgive me, but that, I remember there was a time we're due to do an exam, and by the time they moved the exam around for 3 months due to strike, I couldn't even remember what the course was about, not to talk of doing the exam. I'm just saying my own, that's my own story.
I hope some people still remember their registration number when they get back to those classrooms.
It is something else. It's a situation to deal with.
And of course, Patrick from ABJ here says, Femi D, if not for the humility of Mr. President and his love and care for Nigerians to feel the pain and grief of Nigerians, to go deep down to apologize to Nigerians over a power outage and the dragging fuel problem in Nigeria, have there been any president of the PDP, a collection coming together on air over their serial failures persistently for 16 years in the sector of Nigeria, for 16 years with their two legs and hands. This singular act of Mr. President speaks volume of him as the only father of the nation thus far, and who feels the cares about the sensibility and sensitiveness of Nigerians like no other Nigerian leader before him, not even from the mouth of some. I mean, he goes there to look at issues around some men of God again.
Oh. As a text from Lube writes, and he says, Dr. Femdi and Head of EC, good morning. David, David writes, okay. But LFEC and Femdi, good morning. Is there anything really working in this country? What do these ministers discuss at FEC meeting? Do we still have AEDC management? Do we still have Minister of Power? Well, you just heard him. What is his name? No PMS, few queues everywhere. NURTW, don't bother. If the TP is increased, nobody to check them. Even your network in the studio is not working well. I want to protest at the police that want to go on strike for poor salary will come after you. The only grace that this government has is that Nigeria is a multilingual state. The North sees nothing wrong with the government because Buhari is their own. Who will make the heads roll? As a tech from Lube did write it in.
Of course, Olaide from Lube says APC is a failure. What else can we do? President, saying sorry is not our solution. And he goes forward to say, let Mr. President, I give way for someone else.
Interesting. Okay, so here we go. Samuel Opara from Abuja says about Charles Soludo taking over in Anambra State today, that is history in the making.
Zaza says power failure in Nigeria is as a result of nepotism with the reluctant mediocrity since 1981.
Great combination out there, LFEC and FMD. ASU News is something that we can't just say took us by surprise. God save us, says absent. Okay, thanks, absent.
Ezekiel from Yaya says on the brief of Minister of Power, it's quite unfortunate that he's laughing and asking for comfort when Nigerians are not comfortable, which is what the APC administration said. Any government that can fix power within 6 months is not serious. And I ask, which attention are they giving that we cannot see light? And Nigerians continue to pay for darkness. May God touch their hearts to fear God and do what is right. May God help us.
Okay, well, good morning, Mr. Speakers. Clement, a.k.a. Jay from Maraba, said only the death of our security men was reported and not bandits. Bandits are meant to be eliminated, not our security operatives. I see nothing with that media report, Jude from Abuja. But by the way, just to mention, we did play the briefing provided by the army some days ago. So it will not be completely true to say, well, we'd never play what the army is saying. Well, I did play that. I remember we played that several times, and we've played it several times anyway.
And of course, Michael from Buhari says, good morning, Femi D. I understand that the APC camp, there is confusion. First, the cancellation of NEC meeting, Buni to chair the National Convention meeting today. What a solution. Okay.
Solution. Tinubu begs National Assembly members to support him, but when he succeeds, he will become a small god. Nigeria needs youth as a president now. On just Sunday from New Yaya had that written in.
And this has no name. I wish you put a name to it for easier read. So, but then he says, good morning, Nigeria Info. Is this speech from a minister? These people are not encouraging education again. Nigerians, we can endure. Okay. God bless us all.
Okay, well, good morning, family. ASU calls of strike. It's a welcome development. No, they didn't call of strike. They've not notified anybody that they have. But I will ask the union, how many of them have children in the higher institutions in Nigeria, killing in Niger State? I would not be surprised that the man who slaughtered 100 cows in a day will not have regards for human beings. I believe one day Allah will intervene and will expose those perpetrators, especially the rulers in Niger State, they would all give account of what they have done there to their fellow human beings. My name is Wareke Nyadon Wake. Thanks for that.
Richard here from Etama says, Buhari apologized to Nigerians over scarcity. And I ask, what is it doing to salvage the situation? We want a government that is solution-driven.
All right, this and many more messages we do have. We'll wait through many of them. Also, don't miss out on the clip we want to play for you. Tinubu to senators, APC senators, Tinubu to reps at the